The hulking weasel drew a wicked-looking knife.
Grab her neck, mate. We'll see what she's got to say when he carves her tongue out.
Watching from the tall grass to one side of the hill, the two hares realised it was time to step in on the vermin. Buckler drew his long rapier, but Diggs stayed his paw.
Allow me to deal with this little fracas, old lad. I'll give you a hoot if I need you to lend a jolly old paw, what?
Buckler watched as Diggs unwound his sling and loaded it with a sizeable rock.
Go ahead then, be my guest. But I don't think those vermin will fall for that old trick.
Diggs winked confidently as he swaggered toward the scene.
We'll bally well see what we shall see, matey.
The tubby young hare called out in a commanding tone. He could be rather good at commanding tones when required.
I say, you two, scraggy bottom and clodhead, take your foul paws of that young creature this very instant. Refrain and desist, Sir Az, and pack it in.
The weasel advanced on Diggs, wielding his blade.
Are you talking to us, rabbit?
Diggs halted half a pace from the weasel.
Rabbit, is it? Have a care, barrel bottom. You happen to be addressing Subaltern Melliton Gubthorpe Digglethwaite. But let's not stand on ceremony. You can address me as Sir. Now, unpaw that charming shrew.
The scraggy fox let the rope go. Joining the weasel, he sneered at the newcomer.
Oh, what, aye?
As he was saying this, the fox produced a wooden club. The shrew maid called out a warning.
Watch them, the sly, dangerous vermin.
Diggs chuckled nonchalantly, edging around until he was standing close to both his enemies.
Pish tush, my dear. Sly, dangerous.
He faced the weasel squarely, still twirling the loaded sling playfully.
Let me give you a demonstration of my prowess before you decide on attacking me. What? Do you see that skylark up there?
The weasel stared up at the empty sky.
Where? What skylark?
That was as far as he got. Diggs swung the heavily loaded sling up, thwacking it hard beneath the vermin's chin. He carried on with the blow up and over. The rock-loaded sling made a distinctive bonk as it struck the scraggy fox between both ears. The fox was out cold, but the weasel was sitting on the ground making odd noises as he hugged his chin. Buckler walked up, shaking his head.
When you'll ever learn, mate? You should have belted the fox under the chin first. The second hit would have put the weasel spark out if you'd have smacked him over the head.
Diggs consulted the half-stunned weasel.
You must have a flipping granite jaw. Didn't that knock you out, old lad?
The weasel looked dully up, nursing broken teeth and a bitten tongue. He said what sounded like... Diggs nodded sympathetically.
Sorry about that, old scout. Here, try this one.
Whop! The sling bounced off the vermin's brutish head. He fell back out to the world. Diggs nodded to his friend.
I'll remember that next time. Little and to the chin, big and right on the bonce, what?